Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking in a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this hadith is about greed. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram. This is a very sad and solemn month for all of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt and all of Muslims in general, as well as all of the freedom-loving people of this world. Because as you know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his choicest of companions and some of his closest kin folk were martyred and brutally murdered on the plains of Karbala in this month. And it all stemmed from, again, greed, the greed of the caliph of the time, his greed for power and greed for money and wealth. For this, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most sad and solemn occasion. In denouncing greed, Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following: greed is the terminal source of distress. And he also said, greed stains one's gallantry. And again, in the same vein, he said, greed is the mount of pains. Perhaps it might be better to translate this word into the English equivalent, covetousness, instead of greed. But one could also translate it as greed. In denouncing the greedy people, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the greedy is a captive of a lowliness whose captivity is never ending. And when he was asked which is the worst form of humility, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, coveting the world and being greedy for the world. And Imam Ali alayhi salam again, he said, the greedy person is poor, even if he owns the whole world, the entire world. Even if he owns the entire world, he will still feel greedy. He will still feel that inner sense of greed and poverty. And he said, and the reason for this is alluded to in another hadith in which Imam Ali alayhi salam was recorded as having said, the greedy person is never satisfied. Al-harisu la yaktafi. The greedy person, the covetous person, is never satisfied. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam also said, self-restraint does not prevent the descent of sustenance, nor does greed attract any surplus sustenance. For indeed, sustenance is allotted, and death is certain, and greed is only asking for sin. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the sin of greed in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد.